Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries coming with another podcast. Now, let me say, with this one, it was actually supposed to be done for the Intercessory Prayer Weekend message of the Spotify for podcasters, but something happened that it did not get done. So you know what? I'm going to do it tonight. I'm not going to let it get by. I'm still going to do it. Let us pray. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name. We come thanking you for another evening, another day, and all that you have done. Thank you for the strength, Father. Thank you for us this day, for what you've done for us. We just thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you for it all. For this is the day you've made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We ask you, Father, touch those who need a touch on tonight. We thank you. And we thank you, Jesus Christ, for being with us. We just thank you, Father, for touching our minds, touching our hearts, touching our bodies. Go into nursing homes, hospitals, Father, and touch those who need a touch. And those that don't know you, we ask you, Father, that you bring them in. And we thank you for it all. We thank you that you are on the network because you are the network. And we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right. How's everybody doing? Hopefully everyone is having a good evening on this night. It's happening, so I'm just going to let it happen. Amen. Take a listen to this for a couple of minutes. Amen. Sometimes things happen and we don't know why. Don't believe in just something just happens. That probably came on like that for a reason. So I'm going to go ahead on and I'm going to use it for this message. Now, like I said, this message was supposed to be on Sunday, but it just seems like for some reason it was not getting done. So, let me tell you, I tried it again on Monday, couldn't seem to get it done. So I said, you know what, I'm going to try it on tonight. I said, I'm going to get it in some kind of way. Thanks be to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing me to get it. So on tonight, this podcast, like I said, was supposed to be for the Intercessory Prayer Weekend message, but it's going to be the message today, and today is Tuesday. And it is the 7th of November. Amen. All right, here we go. Now, this message here, in thinking about it, it makes me think about times when we all get into a thinking mode. We get into a thinking mode, and sometimes we are thinking, and we're thinking so much that sometimes our thinking can be overcrowding. And we do that sometimes when we're thinking so hard about things that we go through and changes that we have in our lives that we begin to ask questions sometimes. We begin to ask questions sometimes in a sense of, well, why is everything going the way that it's going? Something could be happening to you, something could have happened, and it kind of kept going, and it kept going, and it kept going, and it kept going. And you just kind of started to ask the question, like, well, why is this happening? And why is this just going this way? Because it just seems like it never ends. And it just goes on and on. Now, as believers, we get into situations as such that, as we call it, adversity. Or, you know, it could just be something that's just going wrong. And it just kind of never stops, we feel. It just never stops. It just goes on and on and on and on. And we wonder sometimes, you know, just why? Just why? We do that. And sometimes in our lives and things that are happening, of these adverse effects that we go through, that it is a course. It is a part of the course that we're supposed to go through in our lives. Well, of course, somebody's like, well, I don't like to have all those kind of things happening, and I just want things to stop. You know, I don't like that kind of course. Well, who do? And I'll say this. Ask Job. Put it to you like that. Ask Job. But anyway, we go through these changes. We don't want them. We don't like them. But believe it or not, changes that we can be going through can be in the will of God. Yes, it can be in the will of God that you are going through a situation or the situation. And so therefore, this message that I have entitled, it's a question actually. Is this your will, Jesus? Why such a topic? Well, in thinking, it made me think about the will of God and things that go on in your lives that you wonder, is it the will of God? And so that title came before me. Is this your will, Jesus? In terms of asking a question. And I looked at Luke 22 and 42, reads thus wise, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Let me say that as we know when we read the scriptures in reference to Jesus, and he had a business that he was after and did and focused on, and that was the business of his Father. And we know, you know, before Jesus died, he went through a lot before he died on the cross. And here in Luke, you know, we see that, you know, there's a prayer here. There's, you know, he's praying to his Father and asking his Father if he be willing to take this cup away from him. Nonetheless, not my will, but thine be done. We want things to kind of go away from us too when it gets too hot, when it gets too much, when it gets frustrating. We want the cups to leave us too. And nonetheless, and nevertheless, guess what? Is this your will, Jesus? Is this your will, Jesus? Nevertheless, not my will. So Jesus was saying, not my will. So we should be saying that too. Not my will, but is this your will, Jesus? Is this your will that you have for me? Not my will, but thine be done. So guess what? Guess what that already says right there? That already says it's not about you. That's right. It's not about you. Oftentimes, when we are thinking or maybe even talking in reference to the will of God, that you'll be surprised that you have people and believers. We're talking about believers because, you know, the unbeliever doesn't know. But the person that's a believer, you'll be surprised that they don't know what the will of God is for their lives. There are people like that. And there are some that don't want to know. They don't want to know for something, being fearful of something that may happen. And then you have those that want to know because they want to know so that they can grow in it. You know, they can really see what the Lord wants of them, requires of them. And then you have some that are not looking for it at all. They're not even looking for it. And I'm talking about everyone that quote unquote goes to church. So with this, you got some, you got many that it's different roles in the knowledge and knowing of the will of God for their lives. Jesus being a perfect example of how he explained that it wasn't the will piece, wasn't about him, but he was turning that over for his Father. That, you know, whatever his Father told him to do, that's what he did. So, perfect example of basically to us getting rid of that flesh that makes us run around, and we're not following the will of God. Is this your will, Jesus? Is this your will, Jesus? Is this your will, Jesus? Yeah, we need to be asking that question. We need to be asking that very, very question when we get into ourselves. We need to be asking that question. Is this your will, Jesus? Is this your will, Jesus? So, because he'll definitely let you know, in things that we do, he'll let you know. No, he may not let you know through the audible voice of, this is what it's going to be. No, he can show you in different situations about his will. Because we all want to be in the will of God, to be in his perfect will. We should all want it. We should all want to be in his perfect will. And getting out of our flesh. Yes, that's what needs to happen. So we need to be honest with ourselves in this and think of God's will. Be ready to do God's will. And with it, definitely key point is you definitely praying about it. You're definitely praying without ceasing on this here, talking about the will Is this really your will, Jesus? Is this really your will? Yeah. Is this really your will? Asking him, what's the will that he wants you to do? And asking, is this your will, Jesus? Is this your will, Jesus? Yeah. We need to be asking him that question over and over and over. And then you have somebody to kind of say, well, you know, can you ask? Can you ask the Lord about the will? Can you ask him? Or no. Or no, just I'm not going to say nothing. Well, I would think that the Lord wants you to go to him. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. So he will let you know. God don't play games like people do. Okay. He delighteth in us to come closer to him. So of course, in his will, that would be of good pleasure to him that we go to him with the desire, that unction, that heart of wanting to please him, to know what the will of him is for us. Luke 9:23 reads thus wise, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. You know what some people do? Come on. You know what some people do? Some people deny. We have to deny ourselves. That's we got to come out of these fleshy modes, these strange behaviors. And every day, taking up our crosses and following him. We're supposed to. Yes, we're supposed to. We should want to. That denial. Denying the flesh and the world. Yes. This comes to my mind. Because somebody can easily, I'm not doing anything. You know, I'm not doing anything wrong. God knows what you're doing. He knows. We're fooling no one. He knows. But getting rid of the flesh and the world. God know how to pull you back. Because it all fits asking that question. Is this your will, Lord? Is this your will, Lord? Is this your will? Mm-hmm. In our careers, in our jobs, in our relationships, and all. What is the will of God? Is it really your will, Jesus? Is it really your will? We need to stay before him answering that question. And God knows what to do. He knows how to pull you. He knows how to pull the strings to get us to follow. He knows exactly how to do it. And if we love him, we'll go ahead and be obedient to what he tells us to do. And remember something in God's will for us all. It's not about you. It's about someone else and getting help for someone else. Helping them. Helping someone come to the Lord. Giving their lives to him. Yes. That's in the will for us to go forward and witness to others. No, some of us want it this way. Oh, I'm supposed to be an A and a B and a C, and oh, yeah, that's the will of the Lord for me. The main thing is that you've been appointed by the Lord for whatever He calls you to do. Our purposes is that we are to seek the kingdom. Seek the kingdom. That's what we're supposed to be doing, seeking the kingdom. In all this righteousness, in all this righteousness. And when we do what we need to do, in all that righteousness, He will open doors for us when we follow Him, and all those other things will be added. It's because He knows about those things. But let us follow His will. And you know what we're supposed to be doing anyway is when we're anything, doing anything and stuff, we're supposed to say, is it the will? Is it the will of the Lord? And we should be doing that anyway. And even when we're going someplace, if it's His will that you do this or you do that, it's all in His will. That's the most important part. Somebody that don't know Jesus, somebody that don't know Him, you can give them good start. Also in your work that you're doing, tell them John 3:16. Always a good start. It's always a good start. Because we're working for the kingdom to bring those that don't know Jesus in. That's our job. That's our job. That's our job. Ask the Lord. There you go. Ask the Lord for what it is. About His will. Is this your Lord Jesus? Is this your Lord the will? He'll tell you. He'll let you know. He will do it. We just have to trust Him and believe that He will do it. Yes. You hear this song saying Fight On? That's the name of the song. And with the will, ask yourself, is this your will, Jesus? This your will? If you're serious about it, and God knows if you are, He's the one that will show you and help you. If you let Him help you, see, he will show you what the will His will is for you. You won't have to go around bumping your head up against the wall trying to figure it out. Ask Him. Continuously pray for such. And do what He instructs you. That's another thing, instructing you. Give it to Him because He knows it all. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Blessings to you and blessings to you all.